the week of April 22nd through the 26th is some severe summer weather awareness day week. So we're going to do, I think, the drill that week. And what we're going to do, I think, is we're going to sound off. It's still kind of in the works, but Sarah, I visited with Sarah. We're going to do an Everbridge message. We're going to sound the sirens.
I pushed a couple buttons and it's working now.
It is working.
Yeah. And we're going to sound the tornado sirens, and then we're hoping that gives businesses, the schools here to talk about, maybe not like at the care center. You guys will talk yours through because you probably aren't going to want to take all your people to where they need
we
to go.
We often, you know, anytime there's a warning, which means there's one nearby, we do a full-blown moving people around.
I mean, I'm going to do a story with Steve Earnest and then a story in the paper.
And we, and if if as details online, let me know, because we have to do emergency drills for the state, so maybe we'll plan to do it when you blow the whistle. Our small town's going to blow their whistles too?
I got to find out from Sarah for sure. I can't remember which ones she sets off and which ones set our drills. And then we'll go from there. Like I said, we're still kind of in the planning stages, but I know we want to implement like the fire drills and the tornado drills here again. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, well, wouldn't it be nice to just kind of try to get everybody thinking about, you know, it's possible here. I mean, it's happened in Barnes County before, and they always say the weather is going to keep getting worse with the global warming. You know, that's what we keep getting told.
Kind of enjoying winter global warming.
Right. Climate change.
Climate change, yeah. Climate change.
Don't say the other word. That's like another word that we all know that everybody's assers and an uproar.
And they've never done a countywide one before. I don't even know if they've done a city one, but I know I've got to talk to BCN School and let them know. Valley City School's on board. I still need to talk to Litchfield School, which they'll take part, but it'll probably be their last Barnes County, you know, because their new school won't be in Barnes County. But
just keep everybody in the loop, like we talked about before.
So, as we, you know, and this is just a side note, even though that school's not in Barnes County, half the kids are kind of like Maple Valley or Maple River. Mm-hmm. So it's really good to still include them in.
Yep, and we've
Barnes County.
I think you plan on that, don't you, Pat?
What?
Didn't you at one time still talk about going that way and giving a hand, right?
Do you want to shut that for us? Thank you. So anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, just let us know.
Yes, I didn't know if it needed to come to you guys, so you know.
No, we're good.
As far as the drill for the courthouse, it's going to be maybe 10 minutes, so I don't know if you just want the offices to shut their doors when we go down, or, you know, if there's people in the building.
Lock the doors. If Jason can, we don't, even if it's just 10 minutes, we don't want people being able to wander in.
Yep, and we're not going to do it. We're obviously, it's after equalization stuff here, and we're also, I've already checked with the courts upstairs, there isn't any big court going on.
We'll do it before the 4th of July.
Why?
Because then we have a deadline to meet it by.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do it in April.
I think she plans to have it done before the 1st of May.
Yeah, we want to do it before. Yeah, we're trying to work around elections.
You're closing. You're closing the doors for
10 minutes.
For a tornado drill for like 10 to 15 minutes. Everybody is going to have to participate. Go downstairs.
10.
Everybody go down to the basement.
No, that sounds wonderful. Yeah.
So, because they haven't, when anything goes off in the building, people just kind of stand around and look at each other. Nothing happens.
There's been so many false.
I know.
Yeah. So we're going to just pretend it's the real thing.
Our philosophy is you treat every false alarm as the real thing. That way, when we had a fight, we've had just two fires.
Well, just like with the fire thing, the fire alarms go off. Like, the guys downstairs and Jason, there's so many places it could be, you don't see it.
Yeah.
So,
at least we can narrow ours down.
Right. So, all right, that's all I
have. Very good. Thank you.
Jessica, have a good day.
You too.
Julie, auditor's office, approval of the minutes. Everybody's got a copy. Everybody get a chance to look at them. Any problems?
Make a motion to approve.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Pose same sign. You got a...
There's a local raffle permit.
Make a motion to approve the local permit.
What's it for?
Barnes County North.
I'll second it.
What are they raffling?
I have no idea. I think they just get an annual raffle.
They want money for the prom next year.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Roll call.
Cindy?
Yeah.
Vicky?
Yeah.
Bill?
Yep.
Pete?
Yes.
Sharon?
Yes.
Anything else from your office, Julie?
I've had a call from a citizen asking when the county government day is going to be.
I would say our next commission meeting.
Okay.
We'll do tacos that day and... And that whole week, I would guess, would be county week.
So you're in April? Is that when it usually is?
Yeah.
April.
You got time to plan it all in 2 weeks?
16th.
22nd.
It'd be the 16th.
23rd?
No, the 16th, right?
Oh, okay. I was on the wrong one.
16th. And then it would be at noon, right, like we did before?
Yeah, we get done and go downstairs and serve tacos and...
Okay.
I'm a horrible person.
Where did we get? We just got stuff from Leavers, right?
We had Bill do the taco meat.
Meat from Bill.
Yeah.
Catering.
And then we got everything else.
From Leavers.
Yeah. I should do that again. Look back and see what I ordered.
Didn't you run out?
No, I thought we had checks.
Just perfect.
No, we had extra.
We actually had extra.
A little.
Because then we...
served later for something.
Yeah.
So look and see what I took care of that last year.
Yep.
See what I ordered. I'll call him today.
But you don't need as much, Bill, because we had a whole tub left.
Yeah, but with the weather as good as it is, we don't know.
Okay.
I'll do the same as what we did last year, and I don't remember right offhand.
Do we want ice cream floats as well again?
I suppose. Do the same as always.
Okay. So this is the whole week. That's considered county government week?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have to have a proclamation or anything?
There should have been one come out from
the Association of Counties.
Did something come through the
19th,
Association of Counties?
What's the date of this, Julie?
16th.
April 16th?
No, but what's the date? County Government Week has an actual week.
Oh.
And I think it's after that.
That's what I was thinking.
I was reading in NACO. I thought it was the last week of April.
But we've always done it our second meeting.
Because it's always fallen on County Government Week.
Yeah. We've just done it that week.
Are we okay doing it this way?
No, but it's always fallen. That meeting has always fallen in County Government Week. And in the month, the thing is, April started on a Monday, so we got 4 full weeks plus 2 more days. There's 5 Tuesdays, is what I'm saying.
Are you saying that we move our meeting to the 23rd?
I'm just saying, if it's County Government Week, we should be serving it during County Government Week.
Okay.
Yeah, to me, it makes no difference.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if we have our meeting 1 week and then have county government again the next week. I'm good with it.
It just works nice when we're all here and boom, done, see ya. But if it's not the right way to do it, we don't want to do it the wrong way.
Well, I agree with Cindy that it should be during county government week. So then it's already kind of advertised through them.
Not really. We still got to do our own, but...
Anything else from your office, Julie?
The theme is Forward Together. Counties can schedule activities anytime during the month.
Oh, so we have a whole month now. Yippee skippy.
It is actually a month.
Okay, then that takes care of that.
Should we just do it when we want it? Then?
Do it whenever you want.
Kind of what I said.
It's National County Government Month.
15th through the 19th, then, and do it on the 16th for the tacos.
Yeah, that's what I would say, but if you guys want to vote on it, we can.
No, I'm good with it.
I'm good.
We were just worried, like she was, that it was during county government week, but if it's a month, I don't care.
That week might be better, and the next one might be in the field at the end of the month.
Oh,
that's part of what I was saying.
Maybe, oh, he might be in the field in 2 weeks.
He'll probably be in the farm or in the field next week, could probably. Be. A lot of more.
All the neighbors in the field.
We rode. It's so wet up there.
When I went to Litchfield on Easter, I came up the back roads, went to my farm to come this way, and it's surprisingly how most of the field looks dry. Mm-hmm. You can see a wet spot here or there, but the majority of the field out there is dry looking.
It's just opposite that direction.
Yeah.
You drive towards Rogers, it's dry.
Well, you guys got some more rain, though, than the rest of us got.
Yeah, we were short all summer, and then we were short all fall.
Yeah.
But there are no sloughs driving around.
I have so much dirt. Yeah. There's so much dirt.
You get to Ashtonville and picks up all that moisture and then dumps them in the Ashtonville.
My two sloughs at the end of the driveway, I've never seen as dry as they are this spring. They're not dried up, but they are close.
Yeah. I would be nice if we got a little rain because we'd like to burn off a bunch of cattails, but if it gets into our tree plant, we'd have an awful mess. So. I think that they're still advising, especially with the winds and stuff, no burning again.
There's chance rain this weekend, I guess.
Yeah.
Are you good, Jules?
Good.
Okay. Commission discussion. Pete, what you got?
Can I just, as before I pass this stuff on, why is this Barnes County Treasurer paid in protests in a pile here with...
Because Vicki pulled it out, doesn't
it? I pulled it out because I wanted to ask you about it. So there was $12,000 in taxes from the treasurer's office. You have to pay the treasurer because it was paid in protest?
What does we'll that get mean? It eventually.
No.
Every time.
No, it's we got no paperwork was filed, so the protest was denied. This was back in 22.
Oh. Right.
So after a couple of years, she's saying is that total comes back. We actually, it's ours now. We don't have to hold that $12,000.
Oh, so it was in a different pot, and that's what she's asking. Is okay. I was kind of confused. Now. Thank you.
I didn't think it took that long. I thought it would.
2 years. 4/1/24.
But after.
I know, but I thought
it expired. It expired 5/1/22.
And if you pay it under protest,
we have to not
cash it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought that any taxes that were filed in protest by the end of the year will get back into the...
Well, it talks on there about 60 or 90 days. There's all kinds of stuff on there, but I'm assuming it's just... She's informing us that that's our money now.
Okay. I remember back, Tringle was going to do it in mass when they closed the school in Tringle. And then we found out that before the end of the year, the school district got the money. So we all decided not to do it because
there
was a waste of
time.
Pete!
I don't have a lot. Most of us were at the Township Officers meeting last week and discussed there. I've been meeting with VA a lot because we don't have a full-time officer. And we do have another applicant now. So Vicki said she'd help me interview applicants.
Yeah.
So we're going to interview Tammy. Maybe today, even if I can get a hold of her, I could. But I've been trying to call her, and I see that their phone lines are still down. Maybe that's why I can't get a hold of her.
Do you want to just walk up there and
we could maybe just go up there after this. And
I'm good with that.
But now we have another one, too, so I suppose we'll have to set up an interview for that.
Yeah, but that could be done at a later time.
A later date. And then we have two applicants for part-time driver.
Oh, who is that?
Mark Becker and...
You told us that.
The lady. The lady, I got her written down somewhere, I can't think of
it. No, that's okay, you told us.
And, but we need to get help up at the VA, if nothing else, answering the phones and helping Tammy out until the director's hired. And even if we hire her for director, we need help, an office assistant. So how do we go about that?
Advertise and get her out there.
Well, it depends on after you interview. If you offer the job to one or the other.
Right.
You might offer the second one to him.
Okay. So you go through those interviews, all four of those interviews, because a driver might be a very qualified, you know, they're they're applying to drive.
Yeah.
Maybe they, you know, you've got four people there. Maybe you'll have a good person. You just don't want to give the leadership role to.
So we need to get that done this week. Okay. So I'll keep in touch with you if you can see.
I'm only just Friday morning I have. Yeah.
So maybe we will just go up to VA after this, if you're available.
Sure.
And we'll
get her done.
Weed board, we have nothing new. Our meeting's next week, and I haven't heard any more on the building project other than what you guys have heard. Development Corp will be next Monday?
Should be.
Should be. So nothing new there, so that's all I got.
Sean.
He's got piles of paper.
Yep. There. You can look at that. He's seen it. They can look at it. We got to appoint the water district manager.
What?
What?
We always have.
Well, you were right, Cindy. Oh. We talked about that. You and me did.
Yeah, but we didn't do the interviews and stuff, didn't they?
The secretary treasurer, they hire. The district managers, we have to appoint.
Okay.
Yeah, you even told me that, so you were right.
We ain't got one because you backed out again.
Okay, who is our...
We don't have one right now.
Danny Butke.
Oh, I thought it was the president of the board.
Jerry?
Yeah.
No.
Well, he's up too. But there's three of them, I think, this year that were reappointed.
We appoint them to the position.
Yeah. All of them.
And you got nobody. You had another name.
Why do you have all this paper? Why do you have all this paper?
Because Julie gave it to me.
Why did Julie do that to you?
I don't know, because it was the manual from a couple years ago.
It was a question, and this is what she gave you?
I didn't realize it was so many papers when I printed it.
That's a handbook for the water resources.
I'm just giving you a bad time.
Can we each get a copy of that?
No,
sure. Just ask Cindy me copies.
Well, you basically were telling us this.
That and the page behind it.
Yeah, the one about they picked their...
Yeah.
That's really interesting because that kind of happened 100 years ago just in transition. You know, it's just... And maybe Jamie applied for it at the time because it was Jamie at one time. Mm-hmm. So I just wonder if it was our way of justifying another person in the office at the highway department. You know what I'm saying?
Why we had it half-time and half-time?
Yeah.
Because of the big mess up back in the late 90s when the Water Resource District Secretary Treasurer ended up embezzling money.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was a half-time county employee, so we keep track of them, I'm guessing.
It just kind of happened naturally. Okay.
And like Pete said, was at the township officers meeting. That was good.
Yeah.
And on the Wednesday of the 20th, I went to that summit up in Bismarck, which was very good, and it sounds like they're probably going to do that, the County Commission Association's probably going to do that every spring.
Good. I don't think...
Or at least, in the off years of the election. And then they'll do the wrap-up, the years of... Or the years of... the legislature meeting.
I think it's good because it's information. It's not like the annual conference. It's really directed at commissioners.
Yep.
And not that the other stuff's not important for commissioners, but...
So the first one we went over was the tax elimination, and then they did tool chest legislation and shared services. That was... Colleen's talking about positions that they got together, some of the smaller counties. And then continuing on that, Aaron Burst and Helen Askew from Williams County was talking about combining offices or for the counties. I guess Aaron Burst is the one we get a hold of for that. He's big in helping counties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we tried that. And they overthrew the government.
Well, there's more ways than the Home Rule Charter. So.
No, we tried it years ago, and then the people put it on the ballot.
Well, it has to go on the ballot. If it's an elected position, you're changing it to...
No, it didn't have to. Used to, though.
Oh.
But then the people, within their rights, said, that's not your decision to make. So they got signatures, and we put it on. It was on the ballot, and we lost.
Oh. Well, in century code, if you do change anything from an elected position to an appointed position, you have to have a vote of the people.
No, it wasn't elected to appointed. We were just trying to join offices, the auditor's office and I think the
treasurer.
And they're both elected. We just wanted, because it made sense.
Yep. So, yeah, I'm not sure on that. But Aaron would be the one to get hold of if we ever want to do that. Well, I remember that one, but I don't remember what we talked about. And then the last one is the hot topic. It all kept coming back to what I'm going to talk about is the property tax on One Nation. That was the big thing. And it will mess this state up to the point where they had one school board member there that said his whole school, he was a county commissioner and a school board president, and said his school board already said they will resign. And he's talked to several of the surrounding districts, and they said they're going to resign because they said there's no need for them. The state wants to take care of it from Bismarck, take care of it from Bismarck.
And that's so, I expressed to the guy that reached out to me that it'll be as big a fiasco than social services.
Yep. Well, and state doesn't want it. So we have the state speaker of the House and the state Senate majority leader there. Two top dogs in the state for the two houses of the legislature out there. And they don't want it. They have $6 billion worth of discretionary spending in the state that they work with right now. If this passes, and everybody's got this 1.5, that's per year. So it's $3 billion. So out of that $6 billion the state's got, they said this whole legislative session, anything that was planned to get done, won't get done. Nothing will get done except for full-on try to figure out how to scramble to come up with $3 million more. Yes, they said we have it sitting in accounts that we can't touch. All those, the legacy fund and all those rainy day funds are not fully funded, so they can't touch the most of the money in them. So they said they will alleviate property taxes and the state will raise income tax to cover that $3 billion. Or other services and taxes. He said it's going to come from someplace.
Yeah.
He said, so you won't be paying in a property tax?
Yeah, but they're all campaigning on lowering taxes. You can't have it both ways.
But they're betting on this ain't going to pass. So.
Well, I'm pretty sure it's not. But it might, because the general public sees is
no tax.
And that's what they kept saying. Everybody likes the thought of no property taxes. But
it'll be interesting to see how many filed for that $500 relief. How much are they really worried about their property tax?
Well, and there was the other thing that they talked about. There is already $1.7 billion in property tax relief going out every year that the school districts get that we've lowered this, you know. We get some, through them taking over.
Right.
Social services.
Just like the homesteaders tax that comes out of the state. So, yeah, that's an income.
The law does not allow, so the way the measure is written, does not allow for the state to increase it. So, what we are collecting this year is what we will collect in 10 years, in 20 years, in 30 years, unless another constitutional amendment is passed that says it can be increased. So not only think about that, we're locked into what we're getting this year, but let's say a business wants to come in and go somewhere in the county and we got to put in or help pay for the infrastructure, or the city needs to pay for the infrastructure. They can't increase it to put that new infrastructure in. It comes out of what they are getting this year. So, like I said, it's a disaster. It'll be a disaster for the townships, park boards, fire districts, school boards, counties, cities.
It's going to come from somewhere.
Ill-written, ill-advised.
So then you'll have to beg them every time you have something, because you'll have to have an increase to do anything. So if you needed a new motor grader and it's not in the budget this year, then okay. So then now you have to beg the state to pay for the motor grader.
Well, and they can't send you more than you're getting this year anyway, unless they want to take it out of another pot. So if we're asking the legislature to take care of all that business, why are we sitting at this table every month?
Interesting.
You know?
Well, the funny thing is people want local control, but here they're taking away the local control. So.
Yep, and the guy that's pushing it, that's his big thing, local control. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but.
But we're taking away this local control right here and giving it to the state.
Yeah. And then they had that thing on that flex program, which we went over at the township officers, that they're the state's actually paying out for townships now. So. Mm-hmm. No, it was a good meeting. It all, almost every session we had came back to the property tax because they knew that it's going to be just a huge boondoggle for the state. So, and like I said, everybody thinks that, including me, that the state has all this money, but it's tied up right at the moment. So,
unless somebody really needs something.
Depends if you're part of the good old boys club, if you really need something, I think. But, yeah.
You got anything else?
No. Even they, both the Speaker of the House and the Senate Majority Leader said, you know, in 20 years, it might be the case that they can pay for all property taxes. You know, once all those accounts are funded and the money's rolling in, buckets are all full, then it'll be sustainable. Right now, it's not sustainable. If they let them get to the point where the interest coming in pays for everything, it'll be fine. And I agree with them, because you start taking that money, the capital right now, out of there, which, if we have problems, we should fix them now. Don't get me wrong there. I don't like sitting on all that money, but it's not sustainable in the future. So if we go ahead and pay for property taxes now, and in 10 years the pot's dry, you think anybody's going to pay property taxes again?
What's the code to make copies?
I'm done.
Lori.
Oh, no, I'm not done. Museum. They want to figure out, and I guess there was a meeting last night that I missed, the foundation, but they're about what the county's going to do for the 150th. If we're going to put a committee together or do something to...
My God. There's five of us and we're part-time.
Well, Wes was the one wanting...
A committee to do what?
Well, what we're going to do, if we're going to do anything for the celebration this summer, so...
I guess I didn't pick the date of the celebration.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Have a picnic on the lawn?
I suppose. Free food.
I don't... I'm just bringing it here.
I know.
No. What are they planning for celebration?
What is the city doing? It's
not the city. It's the county, you know.
No. It's like,
no. Well, they're only part of the county when they want them.
Yeah, that's right.
And Wes is just feeling overwhelmed at the moment because he's got this foundation fundraiser coming up, and he's also getting ready. They're moving everything off the main floor. Or most of the stuff to get ready for that Smithsonian exhibit. So. And he's done one. Well.
So this is supposed to be during crazy days, right?
No.
Not in July.
June.
Exactly. Community days.
Classic car show.
Is the book done?
Yes.
Really?
It's already been printed?
No, I don't think so.
No.
No.
It hasn't been printed, but the book is put together.
Well, I thought that we were doing an ad.
We are, but who's going to do that? It has to be developed.
Hmm. Correct.
And the book won't be done until when?
I think it's ready to go to print.
It'll be done in a month
if everything
seems
goes.
To me I read something Wes sent out about that, or you told us.
Okay.
You want to take care of the ad part of it, Vicki?
I don't have that kind of talent. But
I think we did. What information do we want in it?
Do we want to just say that we're proud to be your commissioners, and we're very proud of the 150 years or something.
Well, like that. We have we're having a full page, so we've got to have a.
I wonder what they did in the 100th. Back to look back in the 75 atlas and see.
Well, if we take a really big picture of all five of us, that'll take the page.
We probably should plan on like coming to one of our meetings here dressed up, how as dressed up you want to be for the next 150 years of people looking at you, and get a picture, and that we're proud to serve on the commission with this at the 150th. Julie, who's really creative like this in the courthouse?
Is Carol?
Doesn't no. Jessica do work stuff?
Maybe Denrich. Just
Tammy. Maybe.
Who?
Tammy. Jacobson.
She probably don't have the time, though.
She may not.
Pat, you're volunteering?
Some of the dispatchers are really talented.
Just some, huh?
they've got a few that are pretty talented.
Would you, if you go up there, ask any, if any of them would be willing to help us put something together?
Sure. I know Drew Buck took graphic design, too, I think, in school.
Yeah, and then we should, somewhere.
I think Jess has, too.
Chrissy Judd will help.
Somewhere on, and if it's a full page, you know, we wanna highlight our departments and the services that we're providing at this time in our lives, mm-hmm. right? Or I don't care.
And then what? A picture of the courthouse?
Yeah.
In there, and a picture of us. And
thank you, dear.
Yep.
She'll take care of it.
Who?
Chrissy Judd probably will.
Chrissy Judd?
Tell her it's a full page, so we gotta.
I already got it done.
Well, aren't you just super mad?
All right.
Now I'm done.
All right.
I haven't had any meetings. Been quiet. So City County Health got pushed off because the new director is sick. So that's where, and I did not get to airport yesterday.
All right, my turn?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, so I went to all my meetings, but I didn't. I don't have my notes on
that. Huh?
South Central Regional Council. No, I don't have my notes, so I'm not going to talk about them. Probably do that at the next one. I did go to the Housing Authority, HUD Housing, and they had somebody come in and evaluate their systems for their boiler and their cooling systems, and they signed a contract to have them upkeep the boiler and everything, and they said that their boiler was not as bad as they thought. So I was wondering, who did we have to check our boiler? Did we have a professional?
We have the people out of Fargo.
Yeah.
You did?
We have, it's Iron Environment. They do our maintenance on it.
Did they say our boiler was shut here?
It's going downhill. I mean, it's...
Okay. All right. So anyway, I was just checking because I did get a name of their boiler people if you were interested. But if you have a professional, I thought you were just asking the local to come up here.
Pretty darn good. Doing their own job.
Okay. Great. All right. And then the highway department, you know, that MC3000 that they used to coat on the to do chip sealing. Mm-hmm. They no longer make that anymore, and so hopefully she'll be able to go to a conference in Bismarck on Wednesday.
So is that the crack sealing you mean, or the chip overlay?
The chip overlay. It was the MC3000 oil that they used to lay down for it.
Okay.
Yep, they no longer use it anymore.
So that bid we had this summer isn't viable anymore?
Huh?
The bid that we just had a couple
no,
weeks ago.
No, that's got nothing to do.
Somebody coming in to do it.
They might not use MC3000,
so
but
we used
MC3. No, this is our chip sealing stuff. Yeah.
This is our machine.
Yeah. Are we doing any chip sealing?
Yes, we are doing a few, like
ourself.
5 miles or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so anyway, so she was going to go to a conference that's in Bismarck on Wednesday to see if she can find an alternative to use. So, She also wanted to know what we wanted to do about the equipment that they want to get rid of. Do we want to do an auction, or do we want to take it to, like, or auction and have them auction it off?
We'll just do an auction. And I told her that we'll just open bids and put it in, get a list of what we need to get and then or have, and put it out, and people bid on it, and boom.
Okay, that's
by the time you take stuff over and do this and do that, it's
and probably pay them 10% to 15%.
Yeah.
And then we're going to try to get in for an interview maybe Thursday. Did she?
12:30, I think.
Okay, she never did get back to me on that, or well, she probably did.
I think she did. Yeah,
for an assistant.
But I haven't.
No, for because we lost another one.
Oh, we have somebody apply.
Yeah. And like I said, I went to Celsius Central, and then I have my notes on it, so I'd rather have them in front of me, because there was a lot of information that they had put out from that meeting, and I'll bring that up next time.
Was that the big meeting, or the...
Yeah, it was the big meeting. That's why I'm waiting, because if I don't have my notes, I'll forget something.
Yeah.
Have you guys had any contact with... Oh, I'll probably talk to you later about that. Okay, that's all I have.
Library?
Library was last time.
Oh. I see they made the news.
Yep.
Yes. I didn't know what was happening, so I'm going to talk to them and say, hey, you could at least tell the board members it's happening.
They probably didn't know it was going to hit the news either. It was a story in the Times Record, and then it got picked up.
Yeah. Oh. But they actually were on camera.
I suppose they came out to talk to them after they read it.
Yeah.
That's why they have a director, so that's her job.
Okay, Bill, it's your turn.
I don't have a lot of new stuff. I still have to meet with NDSU. That was scheduled for the day that it snowed. They all did phone conferences, and so far I haven't been in on one of them yet. I just have to call her up and talk to her. So I'll get that handled. Winter show will be next week. Economics next week. Planning and zoning's next week, Tuesday, I believe, right? So most of mine are next week.
How the winter show go, make any money?
I hadn't seen the complete finals on everything yet, but they had a good year this year. Mm-hmm. So.
They're good, Carlos.
Yeah. I'm guessing that'll be Monday nights going over to see. We just got handed this paper from Wanda. Just reading it again.
I haven't read it yet, because
it's all about the space on the third floor.
Yes, I know. So we have to have a chance to read all that.
Tanya, do you want to come up and we'll do the salary part of your deal? So last week you texted me, and I just thought we'd talk about it today at the meeting. You weren't talking about an assistant state's attorney?
Conflict. Because I have cases that I have conflicts with where I can't handle them.
Okay.
So we already had one. Her name's Becky. She was handling two conflicts. She, in the interim, has gotten picked up full-time out of early, so okay. Now she's not able to do conflicts anymore. She'll be sending an invoice for her final wrap-up stuff, but I need to replace. I need to find somebody new.
So, okay.
I have to... What I'm asking is, I don't know who it's going to be. I just need to... I'm just asking to find someone new for the same rate.
Well, absolutely. You have to.
Yeah. And the problem is that sometimes conflicts come up, and they come up really quick. That's why when I texted you,
yeah.
I got lucky on that one, and that person waived their hearing, so I...
Well, he sent it to me, and then as I, because it was just so that he said, I'm not, what do you think Tanya's asking here?
Yeah.
And
I was a little
it's
out
different,
there.
Yeah. If I had an assistant, I'd make that person handle my conflicts, typically,
sure.
And then it's no big deal, but I have to have someone, so I'm just going to look for somebody different, same rate.
We didn't use them a lot of hours.
Some, yeah. It's just, it's really random. Like, you don't get to predict it. Just sometimes, if I'm related to the people, that's typically where the conflict comes up, so.
Darn, you're related to the deviants? No. You can't believe it.
Everybody is.
I know.
Everybody
has. I know, even me. That's what I was getting at, is that we're all related to deviants.
Yeah. So,
but, yeah, I think we had this. And
sometimes there's just people with struggles, but,
yeah.
But I'm just going to look for somebody new.
Okay.
Same rate. Just wanted to make sure that's fine.
Cool.
That sounds great.
Okay. Update, zero applicants. So.
Not one, no.
Not one. So.
It's only been 2 weeks, though, right?
Well, it's only been 6 months or?
No, 2 weeks with the new rate.
Right.
Right.
And the other one that you kind of had on the back burner, she went somewhere else, right?
She
still wouldn't come for that?
She wouldn't come for that, no. Moving to other things, we can come back to that. There is a training. The reason behind my training budget for the last several years is because of a case that I really want to do. That case is ready to go, but I'm nervous to start it while I'm alone. Anyway, there's a training that's very applicable to what I wanted to do on that case coming up June 3rd through the 5th. It's a conference on building homicides, building the puzzle. It's from June 3rd to the 5th. It's in Louisville, Kentucky, so it'd be out of state. But I just asked permission to go to that one.
Kentucky, you say?
Yeah, Louisville, Kentucky, it looks like.
So if you go to that one, are you going to give up one of your other ones?
No.
So you are going to be on, this will be 5 conferences this year?
Yeah. But they're not vacations, so don't interpret them as that. Because if I'm gone, I'd still handle it in custodies. If there's a master calendar, I arrange it. And there's, like I would describe, there's always a punishment for being gone, meaning there's more stuff to do. So it's not like I don't pay my conflict counsel to handle everything for me while I'm gone or anything like that. So and I would have money in my budget for it.
This Kentucky one would cost us again.
You're only paying. No, you're only paying for one.
Two of them are free, right?
Two are free. The one I ended up getting in on a grant, and then 3 are actually going to be free.
3 are.
Yeah, because if I get in, I shouldn't say for sure, but the one in the fall in Alabama for that fire school, if I get into that one, that's free too. So I got it's free to Anaheim in May, it's free to the one that I was approved to in September, and then there's another one later in the fall. That's federal money too. So you'd only be paying, one's paid for last year, this would be the first one out of this year's budget that you'd be paying for.
Is this the only one we'd be paying for?
Well, the other ones that are federal money, you don't pay, yeah.
Yeah, I got that, but you're talking 5, and you only told us 3 are free. So what's the other one costing us?
The one was paid for last year.
You already paid the money?
Yeah.
Except for the travel?
No, that's what's paid for last year's budget.
So you already have your ticket?
Right.
But that came out of the budget?
Last year, yeah.
So then this one?
This should be the first one out of the budget this year out of state.
So did you dream this up just because the other ones were free? That's what it sounds like. Oh, now I got a free one, so now let's make them pay for one. So.
No, it's not. Like, my goal in life is actually not to be vindictive. My goal is to just get through life and do good by people. It's not I don't have an ulterior motive.
Is this a good training seminar? It's worthwhile,
yeah,
in your opinion?
It looks like it is. I've not been to it, but it looks good.
I've never been against furthering education.
Right.
Do we need a motion on that?
What are we talking for an expense? Do you have any idea?
I didn't even Google it. Usually plane tickets are $300 to $700. Hotels are, it's a 3-day training, so you'd be gone 4 nights. Usually the trainings get done at like noon on the last day, or you'd be wild.
So you're talking like $3,000 or something?
At the most. I would expect it to be less than that. I'd expect like 2 to 3 at the most.
But then the conference itself costs what, 5 to 1,000?
Conference itself is like, no, it's like probably $500 or $600, I think.
That's what I was talking for overall, right?
Yeah.
Is what I would kind of suspect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So grand total of 3,000?
Maybe. At the most, I think it would be.
And even with it on an assistant, you can work this into your schedule?
Mm-hmm. It's just the further out. I just plan for it, my mm-hmm. trial schedule, so, yeah.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Yeah.
Do you see this as kind of the last one of the year then?
The last one on the horizon, I guess. I don't see any further. They don't always advertise them really, but
because I think we send you to more school than we've sent anybody up there. I think.
I know. If I had an assistant, I would send them to school too. Like that's my goal, is to make people make their job easier.
Okay, roll call.
Bill?
Yes.
Vicky?
Yes.
Vicky?
No.
Cindy?
Yes.
Sean?
No.
Okay. So
what do you do about state's attorney salary? Just leave it for a few weeks and see if you get any apps or what?
I can't. I didn't. What did we went from what to what?
We went from 81 to 95.
95, I think we were.
To what? 81 to 85?
81 to 95.
That's what we went up to?
Yeah.
You still didn't get any bites?
No, that's what I'm saying.
I couldn't remember.
I got a question I have to ask you. When those, do they come directly to you?
Yeah, they come to like our, we have a state attorney email, and that's where it goes to. Yep.
Okay. Isn't that kind of a conflict of, you? I mean, you want it to come directly to you? I thought it should, you like come to the.
No. It goes to me.
She's the one hired.
Okay.
I know this is kind of sounds like a ridiculous question, but I mean, I know you have it on your specialty sites. Do we have it out there on other avenues?
Yep, it's on UND's website. Okay. It's on the Supreme Court website, which reaches all the lawyers in the okay. state. It's on, I don't know if it's called Job Service, but it's on that.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, and all those specialties?
I believe
specialties?
It's on those, yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, putting it out in the paper wouldn't do any good, but
yeah.
I was just wondering.
It, yeah,
the
like
depth of your.
I mean, it goes out on our county email, but I don't know if it reaches
sure.
folks, but on that type of advertising, but it's free. So,
okay. Well, didn't we even go with down at Jennifer's office downtown?
Yeah, I asked her about it.
Yeah.
Or, well, I asked her to call. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there any way that we get that out? Like maybe someone's just had enough of the heat in Texas.
I mean, yeah, I can try.
I mean, how do I don't know? I don't know how to do that nationwide search. That won't cost us a gazillion dollars. But.
You didn't get any response back from Kara, you mean?
Kara.
With
Kara.
With
Jennifer. Jennifer. Yeah.
No, I asked him to call me, and the one day when I was leaving the meeting, I asked her to call, and then she said, "This is the phone number."
I know you've got better things to do, but we might have to go outside our boundaries.
Well, I'm not trying to be a complainer. I don't like that. I can tell you, though, that, like, 2 weeks ago I told you I was tired. Now I'm, like, really tired. So what's going to happen is I'm going to start cutting back. I'm not getting paid to do two people's jobs, so I'm not going to do two people's jobs. What that's going to mean is there's going to be a domino effect that's going to hit those guys in the back. And that's where we're going.
Yeah,
so,
but that's why I'm saying that, you know, I think you've done everything you can regionally.
Right.
So I'm wondering if someone who can help us take this further.
The math, yeah, like Fritz did the math on it. So basically out of every graduating class out of UND, 60% leave the state. So
yeah.
We have 40% of people. We take 87% of those 40%. Of those graduates, and they go to the major cities. There's 7 or 8 major cities in the state, and they all go to those places.
Yep.
So we have one lawyer for every graduating class out of UND for the rest of the state to fight over.
But that, so, I'm wondering, you know, if there, if some of the young people are thinking about, hey, I wouldn't mind trying that. Get my feet wet. Do lawyers' licenses, if that's the right word, work anywhere? Or do you have to be relicensed in every state?
Every state,
but yeah. I'm sure it's just a process.
It depends. So it depends. Some states are part of, we have what's called a uniform bar. So not all states have a uniform bar, mm-hmm. but have to. So if you had a uniform bar, you can waive in. Or if there's certain requirements, like your license for over 5 years, you can waive in. Mm-hmm. If you, but it's a different division that will waive you in or not. You're not automatically accepted if you didn't take our bar.
But we might have to find that person out of state and pay their moving expenses. I mean, that's how the world functions now.
Right.
Wrong it's, or right. We're paying nurses. We're moving them up here from Texas. We're paying their expenses.
Well,
we're giving them a sign-on.
How many states are part of the uniform bar?
I think it's, I don't know off the top of my head, but I think it's about half.
I can't believe with all of the people out there, somebody doesn't want to, they're a little older or something and want to go, God, maybe I should just
have that
mellow down a little bit.
But we're dealing with just kind of the state of North Dakota and our
well, that's what I'm saying.
So I think we...
But even Cass County used to be like what we call the elite.
Mm-hmm.
They are not getting applicants either. It's not just a
Bronx
County issue. It's like even Cass County is not getting people.
But maybe you can let that girl know that...
I already did.
All right. I mean, we need her to reach outside of our boundaries. We, you know, get that person that's ready to move home that doesn't know there's an opening. They're not looking.
I got a text into her.
So. Or do we have someone that maybe just wants part-time? Well, that's a start.
Well, that's a start, yeah.
Just wants to keep their feet in the business. I don't know. We're going to have to broaden our horizon.
If they existed, it's just what I'm saying is, like, typically you don't move to a place unless you have, like,
connection.
So it can't be just a money thing if Cass County's having problems too. Then.
It's a statewide issue. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you have to entice people somehow.
You know
what I'm saying? Like,
well, I'm guessing they're enticing people better than we are, and if they're still not getting help,
yeah.
is what I'm saying.
Right. No, I get what you're saying. But.
Okay, well, he's reached out. Let's see if he has any better.
I know every once in a while we get these really nice professional flyers for jobs out in Washington, Oregon. I don't know what something like that costs.
Well,
but
downtown, they have a pretty... That's why I had her come to one of our meetings, was to get it. So Pat Sam needs somebody. Boom, you can go to this person or whoever, and they'll help whatever they can do. So you were here, weren't you? Or,
she
yes.
was leaving then.
Yeah.
Dr. S, she was leaving. I was coming
but,
in. Yeah.
I mean, that's part of what she does, and she does it well. She's helped us out in other parts. So maybe I sent her a text. Let's see what happens. And if there's some way that, because she gets it out all over.
Right, it's just national websites like Indeed that
yeah.
cover the whole country. In fact, they probably cover the world. I mean, I don't
yeah, they
think there's
do.
Any limit. You know, you can see it Indeed
yeah.
anywhere. That's just an example.
But is there a way to,
sites like that. But.
Is there a way to target, and you're right, can we target a smaller law school or, you know, some that people
are
aren't paying attention of?
Yeah, we're really small.
No, I know, but I mean, in another state, you know.
Like, yeah.
No one pays attention to this little law school over here, and these kids maybe would be willing to make that
Well, that's
leap
what I'm saying. Them. There's probably somebody out there that wants to wind down some from what normal life is. I don't know. I'm just so...
If you had one that didn't actually pass the bar, wouldn't they be able to help you with briefs and all that stuff?
No.
You just take the lead and then they do all the behind. They can't do anything unless they pass the bar.
Yep. Because it's practicing law without a license and it's a crime.
So, and she'd be prosecuting
can't
herself.
Do that. Yeah. Then I would be, I don't want any part of that.
This is the reason why I think 5 trips out of here. And you're already stressed because you don't have enough people and all that stuff. That's why I voted no on your trip, because it's like you're already stressed out and being gone isn't going to help you get your work done. And
except, yeah, but she works when she's gone too. So.
I know, but it's not the same as working in your office for the full 8 hours. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's next?
I'm just trying to glance over this letter.
Do we have to have that today?
You've seen this?
No, I'm just...
I'm sorry, I should have handed it to you. I apologize.
Wasn't there another copy here?
I had it, wanted to just make four. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys approve
it? Yeah, I know that they don't approve it, and that's whatever.
But they're almost making it sound like they're in control. I mean, that the judges are in control.
We know whose building it is. That's not a secret whose building it is.
I know, but they, by century code, they're quoting, and it made me a bit...
I've never read it. If you don't want it, I can read it.
Take it. Who ordered the painting of the small courtroom? Did we?
I think it was part of a grant. I'm pretty sure.
Is that part of a grant?
The small courtroom.
Yeah,
that was me and Jane.
Yeah, I think you guys asked.
You're doing it.
Yeah, we're doing it.
But the jury room was just painted by Gold Painting. She just painted in there. So
did we get a grant for that, or what's going on?
Remember when we got a court facilities grant
for painting?
Painting and carpet. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think the painting in this corner up here was through a grant.
I think the jury room was, because that lady...
Did you guys paint it yourself?
Well, maybe the jury. Yeah. In the hallway there, going back to where you want to move to?
You didn't do any painting yourself.
That I couldn't tell you.
Did you do any painting yourself?
In the courtroom?
The small courtroom they're doing.
Me and Ryan are doing the small courtroom. You want to know how it's painted for? I don't know. That'd be a question for Shane.
Yeah.
I thought the only... I believe thing that got paid for up here was the carpet.
But yeah, I think that there was a new grant,
okay,
a court facilities improvement grant.
And we still have a percentage of that, but
yeah.
I just do not remember talking about that small courtroom, because we've talked about rebuilding that and doing other stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we haven't done that.
So getting back up to this corner, because we were talking about different things when we were in the basement, we were here and we were there and whatever. If we... I don't know if there's a doorway that goes into, so that back office, that would have been yours. Then there's that room next to it. You said that you could have like a conference room. Is there a door right there that goes into there?
There's a door that connects
the hallway to that room?
Yes, there's another door there. Yeah.
So think of this for an option. If a guy was to, that door was closed off. We put a doorway from your office into where Chris sits.
No, into the... Actually, there should be room to go into that conference training room.
You got a vault there.
There's a vault.
There's a vault there. This is part of her office.
So if we could actually extend into Chris's office... Leave the jury room how it is, and that all up front stays how it is right now. But you can't get down that hallway to get into anybody else's stuff, but we expand your office. Whatever we do for a door that goes into your office to keep people the whatever.
You still have to build a wall.
For what?
You still have to build that front entrance wall where that counter is right now. That's
for,
what you're talking about?
I'm talking about if a guy had a security door on where you go into your guys' department.
But I don't want to close the door. You know what I'm saying?
Why don't you want to close the door?
Because part of my job is to, like, when you have a victim come up, for example, you need to be able to talk to people, like, even if they're defendants, I have to be able to talk to people, and I don't want to not see what's on the other side. That sounds terrifying to me, to not know what's on the other side. Like, and then you open the door blindly when someone's knocking.
I'm not saying it's got to be a hardwood door that you can't see through. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if there's a way that we could keep that door shut, if you wanted it shut... But you could still see who's on the outside.
Like through a camera, you mean? Or
however it would work. I mean, just so everything would work the way that it's supposed to, and you still get your security that you need.
I don't understand how that would work with the door being shut. That part I don't get.
I'm just throwing some different scenarios out there.
I know, I'm just not picturing it. Like, if the door is shut, how do you know who's on the other side?
You'd have to have a glass or safety glass doors.
You do a glass door that's like at the front door. The
or you could even do a door that's only half glass and
that's what I'm saying. Something that I don't want you being blindsided, so Vicky's standing on the outside of the wall or door with a gun or whatever. I'm just throwing that out there.
We've got a door like that that's full of safety glass and it's fireproof in the whole nine yards in one of our rooms up there. And I'm just thinking that that's what he was trying to think about.
Because I mean, we got doors up at the jail that are that way. You can see through them.
Sure.
The question came, why don't we on your door also then have a code like the judges?
Right, like a fob,
It's easier. I think, is there a fob or a push button?
They have like a, it's a black box, you just swipe.
Yeah.
There might be another security possibility.
Right, then you wouldn't have to physically unlock it.
Right, and no one can get in without the code or the fob.
But if it was a matter of needing more room also, would that be?
Yep, I understand that thought process. That would be helpful. I would be concerned with the fact that there's still a wall. There's a little bit of, if you look at that map, there's a little bit of space. There's a closet there and now in between the jury room now. And there's two closets. One of them I think used to be a bathroom. I guess there's four closets there. But my concern is the point of that area was if I was expanded in there, it would...
Well, we were talking about a door. We were talking about the door here.
At the end of the hallway.
Right here.
I know, but he's talking about expanding. And then you're talking about expanding and putting a door here to connect these two spaces, right?
Right.
Yes.
That's what you mean by two doors. Yeah.
Yep.
But then this door would be a...
The door that would come out of that so-called conference room or whatever you would make it?
Yep.
Going down that hallway, you couldn't get down that hallway because there would be a locked door there.
I have a question,
right.
If I can.
Yeah, I get that.
Is this 301 where you're at now?
That's my office, yeah.
Right now?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we just, can't we just join these two, let Tanya be over in that corner, and let the rest of them stay here, and put a door so that you just pin it, or what is that? Is that a hallway, or?
Which one?
I'm sorry. Could we put a door
that's
in?
That's what he was talking about.
Yeah, going from 301 to Tanya D.
And leave your people where they're at, the current people in the current office.
Well, I would expand them. I'd put one in the front, one in the assistance room.
Well,
the
but in your space.
Yeah.
And then juvenile services, since they're here all the time, can have whatever they
that's
have.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So
but then it would give you more space and security, and we might still have to put a wall... Right, you know, for to separate you from them.
Yep.
And but then you could still get at your people through a door.
Sure.
I'm just because clearly.
And then everybody that would come into this door to your place.
The same door.
Yes, but it would be a secure door.
I wasn't planning on that. I knew.
Here, come on up, Pat. You're fine. Yeah. You come too, Mr.
I mean, just one thing to consider is it seems like they're really stuck on their jury room, and Tanya cannot share any space, like even a wall with a jury room.
But
there would be, because there's all them closets in between
her
there.
Here,
yeah.
And then open up, and then her people would be be where they were. Yeah.
So
are,
it says conference training room.
Well,
my concern is I don't know
we'd
how
put a door here.
Well, we
so she could have this space right here.
Have the conference.
Yeah. And then this
I just don't know how noise proof it is.
Close this hallway
we can make it pretty, you know, give you those that space, and we can make that pretty easily, I think. We probably have to put up a wall with a barrier of some, you know.
You could build a mini wall here, too. That way you have an extra closet. So if you put a wall, build up a... I mean, that would cost less than $100.
You can get special...
You know what I mean?
And can this conference training room be used by either or?
No.
They already have the small juror room in there that they can use.
Yeah, you could do that, too. That would just be... I mean, that would...
Yeah. Like glass, like the other one's got, you know...
What's this right now? That's your space?
That's Tanya and LaDonna. That's the assistants. That's me.
Yes.
That's
so then this, if you were here, then when we get your assistant, they'd be here, maybe, whatever. And then the girls could spread out.
Yep.
Where that door goes into the outside, one of them could have an office right there.
the place where the like waiting room is now? No.
Yeah.
Bill, I've put 17 people in my office plus my staff during.
But you're going to have a big conference room if we did that. So you got a big room.
But I could put them over there.
But why even have them? Why have them even out there in that waiting room now? Because they're going to take up that whole corner, and they can still get at each other.
Have who out there?
Oh, who are you talking about?
Taking LaDonna or whoever is what I'm saying. One of those two could have had an office where the waiting room is, because you're not going to have all these other people in there, because you do have this great big conference room if need be, is so what I'm saying.
There's
nothing set in stone.
You can have this hallway open and let it stay open. Put LaDonna in one and the other girl in the other one, and that way she would be... And then he would be in this part,
Well, no, probably the...
The assistant state
would probably be right
Well, the state's attorney, the assistant would be in the middle like they already are.
No, they'd be in my office.
Yeah, they'd be here.
I wouldn't give an admin a bigger office than an assistant state.
And this is...
But if you left it open as this is a hallway...
But why would I leave it open?
So that they can come to the conference room, or they can come to you.
Leave what open?
This part. As a hallway, kind of.
You mean
leave this people. Part as a hallway?
Sure.
You know,
and then you'd put a door at the end of that hallway.
The hallway that goes
and
up.
And then
to
that
the
way
juror
they would go through the conference training to get to you.
Sure.
So whether or not you build
and then she would be here, and the other girl would be there.
I would keep LaDonna out here, Tanya in the next one, the assistant state's training in the next one, and then I would, if I was moved over here, I would obviously take that one. And then that would be the same.
Because this is going to be smaller if you're going to have this as a hallway.
Right.
Where people will be traipsing through.
Yeah, it's just the width of a door.
I'm just throwing that out there.
I think we talked about that last year, too,
and I don't think they like that either.
It makes more sense, I guess, when you look at the time spent in office space compared to, I guess is what I look at it. I'm a cop, so I'm not a designer, but... To me, it almost appears that we've got a lot of juvenile space for a low 8 hours a week, where we have a state's attorney's office that's here beyond 40 hours a week with different loads. Plus the people that we put into those spaces when we're here for court, we train our staff that you cannot be out in the rotunda because we have to be so impartial. I can't talk to the defendants and I can't talk to the victims. So we have to cram into very small spaces.
So now you want a room too.
I'd like a bigger space for the state's attorney's office. My self-serving part of that is I want to be able to focus on my court testimony. Sometimes I've sat in the vault. I've gotten to where I can't sit in there, so then I have to move somewhere else. I guess to me it's almost like if you bump spaces, why not just rotate space? Is what makes sense to me. You know, that way when we get juries, if the jury room was relocated, say like where Tanya's office is now someplace, when people come off the elevator, we can rope these areas off. We can rope off stairwells. They'd have access to both bathrooms here. Anybody testifying, anybody that's in the courtroom for observation, they can use second floor. It just makes sense, but again, those are your decisions. It's your building. You got to do what you got to do. That's my two cents. It appears to me that there's some people that just don't want to rotate and change. And I think for years the courtroom was rotated and changed.
Oh, keep that in the back of your memory bank.
People don't like to change.
Yeah.
Don't like to move.
It's terrible. And you argue and you fight, and it's...
Just keep that in the back.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know where you're going with this, because I always try to think ahead.
No, I'm just... When it comes to moving, don't...
Oh, no, I'm not somebody like that. You know, there's decisions that are made because it's a need. And needs and wants change. And when juvenile court left our county, which they had to change, I agree... I mean, they had to do their business the way we do ours. It's an awful big space. It seems like a big space for 8 hours a week, is what she said today. So that's just my two cents.
Okay. Well, I'm going to read this letter that she sent and what we can and cannot do and see if that...
Wanda was under the assumption that we all had that in hands already. I do not recall ever seeing it.
I don't remember
it.
If we got this way back.
Wanda was under the impression that had been sent to us before, and maybe it has.
It was dated last year, but I don't remember it either. So.
But,
I
don't know, that's a while ago, so I...
Okay. So you would be okay with more space in it? And a door that you could see through.
I would have to look at the door, but yeah, I just couldn't wrap my head around that. But yeah, if you can, we'll have to make sure it's not an issue on the historical side because all of our doors are old doors. We don't have new.
We got
doors.
Some downstairs that aren't.
Okay, but I would have to check with that.
I think it's you're taking out old and putting in new, but if we're putting in a wall, then I think we can put it whatever damn door we want.
I think as long as you don't affect the outside is what
that's the biggest
matters.
Part, yeah.
My only problem with, if we did move up to this corner where we were at this morning, yes, we put a security door, which to me doesn't make a lot of sense, that you put a security door here, but you've got this whole wall that's glass. Is what I'm saying.
It's a visual deterrent, at least. We have nothing now, so it's...
That's my only thing. I mean, it's not like it's...
So anything is better than what we have.
It's not like it's bulletproof or anything. That's what I'm saying.
No, I know. It's just a visual deterrent is better than no deterrent, I think. All right. So the assistant state attorney, can we move that salary or... Or are we just going to slow down on prosecutions? Because that's what's going to be there. I'm not going to do people's job. I've done it. I've done it in 1 6-month stint before Katie, and then I'm done it. Now it's 7 months, and I'm not going to keep doing it.
What is Cass trying to offer their state's attorney?
I should have brought my phone. I didn't bring it.
I mean, for a newcomer is what I meant.
With no experience, I think they're like around the 100 area, but I don't know that. I don't know that for sure.
Because that's what I'm saying is it going to make any difference if we go up to 100? Because we're not getting anybody now.
It worked in Stutzman.
But?
It worked in Stutzman. They've been short forever, and they filled their positions. So it works 30 miles away.
How many cases does Stutzman handle than we do?
I thought they were at 92.
Uh-uh. No, they're starting went up. It's 107 or something. Even more than it was.
They have 3 assistants over there?
2 assistants and a state attorney. So there's 3 total. So they're starting with 105 and change with no experience.
So you think you might actually hit somebody if we went to 100?
I don't know.
I'm okay with going to 100 if you want.
I don't know that. I know that it worked in Stutzman. They also didn't start with 0 experience, but
that a motion?
I don't know.
I'll make a motion for 100. And Bill's maybe share that with.
Yeah, she just texted me. She's going to reach out to you.
I'll say share it with her then.
Yeah.
Please, Settles.
That those two can talk about it forever. Motion and second. Is there any further discussion?
Vicki?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Sean?
Yep.
Cindy?
Yep.
Okay. And we'll ponder this here until the next meeting?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to read whatever
I
or what?
I do want to read it and then talk again with Wanda.
And then you kind of think on what we were talking about, Tanya, and let's go from there on our next meeting. So, Julie?
The door idea you're talking about?
Well, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I don't, like I said, I don't want to put a hardcore door there where you don't know who the hell's on the other side. That's not that a camera can't take care of that, but.
I don't like the idea at all. It's just, I don't like it.
Which idea?
Shutting it completely and having a camera. I don't like that idea. It's just weird to me, but okay. Also, at the end of last year, I spent 88% of my total budget There was $52,000 and change back in the general fund at the end of 2023. I am asking to be paid extra for covering all of this. There's extra money that was put back from just last year's. This year, we are now on month four of not paying an assistant state attorney salary, so I'm asking for additional compensation for that. The Century Code does allow it. I know other counties do it. When they do it on their own when that prosecutor has a big case. They've done it in Foster, I believe, and what's the one up past Foster? New Rockford County, whatever one that is. Eddie. They did it up there, too. So I'm asking for additional compensation for...
For yourself, you mean?
Yeah.
And do you have a number in mind?
Yeah, so last year there was $52,000 and change put back in the general fund. I'm going to ask for an extra $50,000. But that's obviously up to you guys.
And didn't you already take that extra $52,000 and put it into your remodel?
Mm-mm.
And your desk?
No, I didn't.
And is any of this in your budget at this current time?
No.
Okay.
I didn't put it into desks because this conversation about moving came up. I was ready to buy desks, but then the conversation about moving came up, and that I thought that wouldn't be logical to buy a desk, and what if I don't need it? That would be foolish, so because they're expensive, so I haven't bought any desks.
And if you didn't take that money from last year's budget and put it in this year's budget, you don't have it as part of your budget.
Well, this
I know
year,
you said that it goes back in the general fund, but that may be true, but once it goes in the general fund, it is spent. So there's no money just sitting there waiting for you to pick up.
Well, this year I have 3 months worth of an assistant state's attorney salary and benefit package that's also not been spent. So if that's the argument, yes, I have money in this year's budget that's not been spent.
And I thought you used that for the remodel.
No, I didn't.
What did you use for the remodel? Was that in your budget?
The remodel, there is some. I don't have my budget in front of me. Julie might know. The remodeling part came out of... Was there a remodel budget for this year? I don't recall.
I don't think you did. I don't think you had anything in this budget. So
because there was a big chunk last year, and Bill had said the money's not going anywhere. There was like $30,000 or something last year, and Bill said the money's not going anywhere.
Well, when it goes back to the general fund, you mean?
Right.
Yeah, it goes back to the general fund, but we never go backwards in time. So, I mean, if Pat Sand didn't spend $10,000 in equipment last year or 2 years ago, we don't say, well, you still got that $10,000 sitting there, let's use it.
Right.
I mean, we don't do that.
But when asking about the remodeling expenses,
yeah,
you had said the money's not going anywhere, meaning I could get the carpet and the paint and that.
For updates,
but
yeah, because that goes through Shane, and we allow so much to do what we can do, and that's the reason we fixed up this corner. Because I said, let's get it done, so it's done. So if we ever determine what's going in there is done, then we're done with it. My big thing with this extra salary thing, now we're 4 months into the year, now you come up with this that you want reimbursement.
I'm doing the assistance
I'm
job.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying we had not heard of any of this until now is what I'm saying.
Well, it was on the agenda. Part of the ASA salary.
For today, I mean.
Yeah.
But you're missing my point. It's 4 months into the year, and now we are just hearing this.
I'm not asking for it to change my salary. I'm asking to be paid for the work that I've done. So if the argument is it's not in this year's budget, it is. I have an assistant state's attorney position that's not being paid. So there is money there. And I'm doing that job as well. So if the argument is you can't use last year's money, then I would ask to use this year's money, which is there.
But what I'm saying is we're 4 months into this year, and now we just heard about this is what I'm saying.
When else am I supposed to bring it up, Bill? I don't know when else I'm supposed to bring it up other than to get put on the agenda to bring it up.
Well, let's table it till next week or next 2 weeks from today.
Yeah, I want to do some working interest.
Because I won't go along with it today.
Yeah.
If you want my honest opinion today, I wouldn't. But if we table it, everybody gets a chance to think about it or whatever we want to do. It's on next meeting's agenda, and then we'll give you an answer. That's my opinion. What's everybody else saying?
I don't know if I can be here again. I don't know.
Well, we also have to, you know, crunch the numbers of what that would be available and see what her budget is and whether she's overspent anything. But going on two new trips now this year instead of one. You know, so there's all sorts of things like that.
The trips are budgeted. There's a line item with money in there for that. It's not out of a different... I don't have one giant pod that's just you pull random things from it. There's line items for each topic.
Anybody else got a thought?
How many cases have you done so far this year?
I think like 75.
And what's your normal workload for this type of year?
For a year, around 400.
I'm not saying. No.
I don't know why you're like attacking me. Like
I'm not attacking you. I'm just.
You're like, well, this is the first I heard of it. When else am I supposed to bring it up? I send you a text and you're like, let's talk about it at the meeting. So the point is let's talk about these things at the meeting. I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
I realize that, but I'm saying.
Okay.
Now we are 4 months into it, and we didn't have an assistant at the end of last year, is what I'm saying.
I'm aware.
And at the beginning of the year is normally when we talk about certain things on. That's my point.
I don't get the point.
The point is if we'd have brought it up at the beginning of the year, you come in and seen us and said, I don't have an assistant. Is there any way that help compensate myself? We can do this.
So how many extra?
That's what I'm trying to.
I was hoping it wasn't going to be gone short for this long, Bill.
I realize that.
I also asked how many extra hours are you putting in?
How many hours do I put in? I'm never off the clock, Vicki. I get phone calls in the middle of the day.
I get that, but
I have to leave the building at 5:30 because my daycare closes.
Yep.
I'm a mom.
So how many extra hours do you put in?
I don't have a log of that.
Okay.
I can tell you I work at night. I could never tell you a number. But if I guess, how many hours do I work a week? Probably 70 plus.
Okay.
Did you two or Cindy, did you have a thought?
No, not right now. I don't. I'm sorry.
I don't.
I set my thought out. I didn't want to work with stuff.
Okay.
I don't have any new that. I don't know the answer.
Well, we'll whether or not, Tanya, you can make it to that meeting or not, we'll still come up with an answer. So we're not leaving you in the dark.
Okay. But so the point is you're upset that I didn't bring it up to you before, apparently.
I'm not upset.
And I'm saying I'm bringing it up now. That's how I bring things up, is by being put on the agenda.
I'm not upset.
You're like, you should have brought it up in January. I'm like, I was hoping to not be short in January. And then I'm like, okay, this is how it's going to be. Like, you have to just figure it out. But I'm like, at least I'd be a little bit less maybe salty if I was paid for it. You don't tell the jail, like, huh? Sorry. Like, you don't tell the sheriff's office the same. Like, when they put in more than their scheduled hours, they get paid for it. It should be the same for me. I understand what a salary is. I get it.
Well, the line staff do. I think Randy, I don't know Pat's salary, I couldn't tell you, but Randy doesn't get any more if he works 5 hours or 50 or 100, but
right.
I know what you're saying.
But they're...
But the other folks that work over their traditional 40 hours, yes, they do get paid.
Anybody that's an hourly person.
Right.
But I'm not excited. I'm just saying,
okay, well,
we kind of knew about this at the beginning because of how the end of last year went, where your assistant
we probably should have addressed it and talked about it in January.
Yes.
When we didn't have an assistant.
And I'm glad that you brought it up here at the meeting, but we can't give you a decision right now.
I'm not asking for a decision right now. I'm not understanding why I have animosity for, like, well, you didn't bring this up in January. How would I know? Like, you could have also known. You knew I was short in January, too. You could have did it on your own and said, like, hey, she's still short. Maybe we should pay her for that. You guys didn't do it either. You could have. Nobody says you can't.
No, I didn't.
I just don't understand why you're like, why didn't you bring it up in January? Because, well, first of all, I was hoping to not be short past January. That didn't happen. That didn't happen in February. Didn't happen in March. Now we're in April. It's not happening. So,
well,
I'm just not.
While we're talking about that, how many cases have out of the 75 have you won?
They're, what do you mean, have I won?
Well, you said you did 75 cases. What?
I've started 75 cases. That doesn't mean they're all done. Okay. Cases take 6 to 9 months to get from beginning to end.
Right.
So, could I give you a... First of all, they're not wins. They're convictions. And I could run numbers. I don't lose often. I would bet you I lose less than a handful of times per year. But it's not about winning and losing. Really, it's about justice. It's a
different, is there any way we can concept. Find any statistics on that at all? About when, about convictions?
Go ahead. Yeah, you can. I don't have time to give you a report on it, but go ahead.
Yeah, where would I get that?
The clerks.
Okay. Visit with the clerks. Okay. No, I was just wondering because we don't know how your performance even is because you're a totally different department than we are in.
It's not, Ricky, it's not about performance either. Sometimes you have to, like, dismiss cases because, for example, you have a domestic violence who thinks they're going to get killed. And I was like, you know, I value their life. So sometimes you'll see a dismissal on domestic violence, and you're like, why would you dismiss that? Because there's a lot of people who don't know about behind the scenes. Because I don't want someone to get hurt worse than they already have been. So sometimes you'll see a dismissal, you have no idea what goes behind the dismissal. It could be that. It could be that I can't find a witness. It could be I can't find them. It could be I can't. It could be a driving or suspension where they got their license back and the law allows that. Well, if you get it back within a certain amount of time, then they say, then the law says you dismiss their case. So sometimes they're that. Sometimes there's a lot of reasons to dismiss a case. But.
Okay. No, because I'm clueless about your department, so...
Well, and thank you for admitting that.
I am. Even when I was a portfolio holder, there was nothing that she could share, and it just didn't make any sense. And
well, a lot of times, anything juvenile is
right.
Is sealed.
You never know.
And I sitting through them isn't really a picnic either. So
okay. Well, there we go.
Anything else?
The wheels of government are slow, Tanya.
Well, in the meantime, I guess until you guys reach a decision, I don't plan on working the level I have. I've told you I'm tired, and nobody seems to be believable. I don't know if you're like, just think it's just lip service that I'm like, I'm tired. And I'm tired.
But if we paid you more, you'd work harder then, though?
I would be less... Not bitter, but like less irritated that I'm doing two people's jobs and getting paid no more for it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cut back, and I can tell you there will be a ripple effect with those guys.
But so money makes you not tired?
It doesn't. No, but at least makes you feel appreciated. It doesn't make me less tired. The being tired is what I say because I'm trying to tell you that I'm just really tired. I could go to Cass and make a lot more and not have to deal with any of this, and then you'd have nobody. And then the history of your apps show you're not going to have anybody. And you're going to be in that predicament, like certain rural counties where you have to pay someone hundreds of thousands of dollars to come here. Like that old song, like you don't know what you got till it's gone. That's a real thing in real life too. So I'm telling you I'm tired. If you don't care, that's cool. If you say you don't care, at least I would respect the honesty. But I'm just telling you I'm tired.
Well, speaking for myself, I do care. Believe it or not, and whenever you send me a text, I usually reach out to everybody else and get an opinion from everybody because I usually don't make just a decision on my own about anything.
I know how this works. I know how government works.
So, if you think that we don't care, I can't speak for everybody, but I do. If I didn't care about security and everything else, I wouldn't keep
fighting the same battle that we fought for 2 years or however long it's been to try to get you guys so it's safer, but we're looking for the best reasonable outcome to make it happen.
I understand that. I understand those words, but the actions don't meet the words. Like, nothing's happened. I've been asking them to have security for 3 years. Nothing has happened in 3 years, and there's zero reason why something couldn't have been done in 3 years. Not a single reason in the world. Not money, not time, nothing. There's no reason. I've asked for it. Like, due to serious events happening up there. I don't ask for it because I'm bored. Ask Pat what happens up there. He knows. Like, ask him.
Well, have we come up with a definite answer on making that work?
No, that's the point. That's my point. We've been talking about this for 3 years or better. I don't even know when we started talking about it. But what I'm saying is like, you guys don't even want to come to court because you don't. You're like, nope, I've seen the jail roster. Come hang out up there when someone's flipping out, and then you guys can be the one to talk them down. Hoping that someone with a gun shows up quick. Because I can tell you when we've had serious emergencies and the response time is 13 minutes. It's a long time. Like, everybody's panic buttons are going off, and 13 minutes is a really long time.
So, if we have security in the building at all times, would we just not have to do anything upstairs?
It would be very different, because you just need to take someone from whatever floor they're on. Yeah, I would imagine your response time is 1 minute or less. I don't know.
So that's what I'm saying. So if we have security in the building, whenever the doors are open,
it'd be a very different building, yeah.
Our issue upstairs would be taken care of.
It would be very different, yes.
But would it be taken care of?
If it was a law enforcement officer, I don't want someone with...
No, I'm just saying, would it be taken care of then?
I would think so. If you had somebody at the door down there that was full-time wanding people, I would think it would create a lot safer environment if the cell door was locked. I wouldn't want the cell door open. But that's a sheriff's office question, not a Tanya question.
No, the question I have is, would you feel safer?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And our security issue would be taken care of.
I'd feel a lot better, yeah. The space issue wouldn't fix itself. But, yeah, the security thing, for sure. If there was a cop downstairs that wanted everybody that came in, absolutely. Or you had to walk through the, we have a metal thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a very nice courthouse. And there's people on second, too, that come in.
Oh, and I know that. That's why we have worked on what we're trying to work on.
Second floor is a sitting duck, too. So,
to make it happen. Yeah. But that's my question. If we do that, is that going to take care of everybody on third floor's concern for safety?
It should, yeah.
Okay.
For safety, yes. For space is whatever.
Well, space is different than safety. Safety always should come first.
Should.
So. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Yep.
Anybody else have anything?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion second.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Thank you, everyone.